We're back with another episode of the Real Talk on Women's Health Podcast with Essentia Health. I'm really excited about this topic today because it's something that I know I personally don't really think about, and that's spinal health and back pain. And I'm joined by nurse practitioner Rose Schick with Essentia Health. Rose, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So like I said, I don't really think about like spinal health or like my spine as being something that I have to take care of, but obviously we all deal with back pain. Let's start off by talking about what spine health challenges women experience that differ from what men might experience.
Well, men and women experience back issues that are similar in terms of, you know, any bulging discs and pinched nerves, but women have hormonal changes that can directly impact spinal health, especially as we get older. And it's really important to start thinking about that in our 20s and 30s, really.
So when we start thinking about those things, what are some of the things we should be thinking about? Let's start with when we're in our 20s, maybe.
Oh, when we're in our 20s, we want to think about diet and exercise and general good health. Everything we do when we're in our 20s impacts our long-term selves. And I don't know any 20-year-olds except for my healthcare colleagues that think about the long-term health of their bodies. But that's the time to start thinking about it is really when you're in your 20s.
And then what about the 30s?
Well, in our 30s, that's when problems can really start showing up in terms of degenerative changes, osteoarthritis, and wear and tear on our spines. So in our 30s, we want to be a little bit more cognizant. That's often when we start doing some of the more preventative health exams. Really need to be in discuss with our primary care providers about what is right for us. In our 30s, you don't necessarily need to alter activity, but be mindful of the activity you're doing. Don't start anything new full force. You should always build into something, which is actually true across all ages. You know, in our 30s, many women have had children, and those that haven't are still experiencing hormonal changes that can impact our long-term health.
Yeah, that is really good advice. So obviously, as women, we experience pregnancy, and physical changes are a big thing that happens during pregnancy. So how does pregnancy and the physical changes that occur during this time impact spinal health?
Well, in pregnancy, there are hormones that soften the ligaments that are obviously meant to help make delivery easier, but it can also soften, it'll affect a little bit of everything. But they will often affect the discs in between the vertebrae, the bones of our spine. When those soften, they can bulge a little bit more than they normally would, which can cause increased nerve-based pain as they bulge and push on a nerve. Nerves are loners. They don't like to be touched. So that can be a little bit more common in pregnancy. And most often it gets better as we in the postpartum stage. Also with pregnancy, the further along in the pregnancy, the more you gain in your abdomen, obviously, but it causes an increased curve of the lower spine, which causes increased back pain, which just adds to the discomfort of being very pregnant.
Right. So not every single woman is going to go through pregnancy during their life, but we will all go through menopause. So how does menopause affect spinal health? This is something that I've never even thought of before.
Significant hormonal changes during menopause. And during menopause, because of those hormonal changes, we can lose bone density. And when you lose bone density, there's osteoporosis, which is some bone loss, and osteoporosis, which is significant bone loss. Those changes can cause an increase in fractures, including in the spine. And when you have spinal fractures, of course, that can cause pain and disability. So with menopause, it's all about trying to prevent that before menopause. We really need to think long-term health, which of course I've said before.
Right. So osteoporosis, that's a big topic. It affects a lot of different women, you know, all across the country. What are the risk factors for osteoporosis in women, and how does that play into spinal health?
Well, there is a genetic factor, which none of us have control over. But the factors we do have control over is before menopause, before those changes happen, we should be taking in enough calcium and vitamin D. Vitamin D helps our bodies absorb calcium. In this part of the world, especially, we do not get enough vitamin D secondary to the fact that we obtain it through exposure to the sun. And for good reason, in the Northland, we have issues with that. So taking a vitamin D supplement with calcium can be very helpful, and or taking in enough calcium-rich foods, which is primarily dairy, but there are other options out there as well, which can be discussed with your primary health care provider if you're unaware.
So I've heard of osteoporosis, obviously, but I actually have never heard about osteoarthritis. So can you just touch on what that is and how that impacts women?
Osteoarthritis is, in a nutshell, wear and tear. It happens in all of our joints in our bodies as we get older. You have cartilage over each of the joints, and this will eventually wear off, and you have the dreaded bone on bone. When you have bone on bone, our body reacts by building more bone, and that causes stiffness. It causes pain. This happens also in our backbone, in the facet joints, where the individual bones meet along the backbone. It can happen there, and the same thing. You wear out the cartilage. You have an overgrowth of bone, which causes pain and stiffness. But it also, that overgrowth of bone can move toward where the nerves exit from the spine and into the rest of the body. And when that happens, it can put pressure on the nerve, and then you have nerve-based pain, and in common terms, a pinched nerve as a result.
And then also as a result, you probably have mobility issues as well.
It causes not necessarily difficulty walking. When you have low back pain, then activity can impact the low back pain. And it makes it a little bit more difficult to do things for a sustained period of time. If you get pressure, enough pressure on the nerves, it causes significant nerve pain, which is very challenging to deal with. And that can cause immobility just because you don't want to move because it hurts.
And a random question here, kind of just talking about osteoarthritis. Is this way less common than osteoporosis?
No.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
No, osteoarthritis is incredibly common and one of the number one factors that brings people into our office.
Wow, that's good to know, because like I said, I always hear about osteoporosis, but I don't think I've ever heard about osteoarthritis. So I'm learning a lot here, so I'm happy about that. So how does the aging process impact women's spinal health, and what can be done to promote healthy aging of the spine? You know, we take care of ourselves as we get older, and, you know, we talked about that earlier in the podcast, but let's talk about the aging process and how that affects the spine and what we can do right now.
So the two main factors that affect women and aging are osteoarthritis and osteoporosis. And we've kind of touched on how to try and prevent osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is a good healthy diet, which if you type healthy diet on the internet, you're going to get 20 different answers. Essentially, it's fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean meats like chicken and fish, a little bit of the other stuff too. We're not saying cut out everything. It's just have a piece of chocolate cake, but only do it occasionally, not every day, or whatever your favorite thing is. But healthy diet, exercise, especially weight resistance type exercise, that really helps with bone strengthening. Bones are like muscle. They need exercise too. And the more you work them out, the stronger they become. And then as we get older and over the age of 50, they recommend DEXA scans, which help determine the density of the bone, the bone strength, to see if there's any significant bone loss. Those preventative measures that are recommended by your primary care provider are very important. If we find something early enough, it's much easier to deal with and to assist in treating than if we find something that is more advanced.
Right.
And osteoarthritis, again, that is wear and tear of our spines. But the way to help prevent that, we're all going to get some, but God willing, we live long enough. Osteoarthritis depends on how well we've, body mechanics are very important. So proper lifting, stand up straight, good posture. When we are lifting, bring things close to us. Everything we were told by our mothers when we were little.
So in general, rule of thumb, what is recommended for women to protect their spinal health?
Protecting spinal health in women, healthy diet, exercise, making sure that our diets include enough calcium and vitamin D, and following up on any preventative measures that our primary care providers recommend for us. And, you know, that's about prevention and catching things early and just taking care of ourselves. Another very important point that I forgot to bring up is nicotine. Nicotine also impacts spinal health. It causes bones to get weaker in the long term. So smoking cessation or vaping cessation is also very important for our long-term health.
Right. And, you know, I have so many providers on this podcast and they all kind of say those things. So this is just another reason why we should be exercising, eating a healthy diet. It really benefits you in every single way.
Absolutely.
So we talked a little bit about this, but I want to go more in depth. But are there any exercises or physical activities that are very beneficial for our spinal health as women?
Weight training with the purpose of toning is helpful. Any activity like Pilates or yoga are also very beneficial. Water-based sports, swimming is incredibly helpful because we can move a little bit more freely in water than we can on land and do some of those stretches and moves that we just are not able to do without the use of water. Really, any activity is important. And if someone has challenges that don't allow some of these exercises, if you're able to go for a brisk walk several times a day, that's very helpful as well. That's how our bodies were made, was to be up and moving. So there's no wrong answer when it comes to activity.
I love that answer because, yeah, like as long as you're moving, I feel like there's some benefit for it. And then you work in the neurosurgery department at Essentia Health. What is that like?
Well, it's very busy. I love my team. This is one of the best teams I've ever worked with. Every day I'm conversing with patients in the hospital or the clinic or through online messages or telephone. And obviously we all have bad days at work. That's very normal. But if I can help at least one person during the course of my day, then I've succeeded. But I can't do it without the rest of my team. We really are. My team is the reason that I love my job.
Yeah, and I'm sure that patients that come through the doors at Essentia Health, they can feel that. So how do you guys collaborate with other specialties to provide care for women that have these conditions that we've been talking about?
We are in constant communication with primary care providers to determine, and there's always a surgical, or not always, but frequently there are surgical interventions that could be helpful, but that is most often our last choice. We want to find medical ways to deal with issues that are causing nerve-based pain or back pain or neck pain. And so we work very closely with primary care providers. We also work with other departments such as physical medicine and rehab or interventional pain who have other non-surgical modalities for the treatment of the symptoms caused by osteoporosis-based fractures or nerve-based pain. So we collaborate with whichever department is going to help the patient the most.
So last but not least, as we kind of wrap up this topic, you're an expert. Is there anything that we didn't talk about in terms of osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, bone and spinal health that you want to get out there?
If we can prevent it, great. But, you know, obviously we don't prevent 100% or we wouldn't have a practice. So the number one thing is take care of yourself. And if something comes up, talk to your primary care provider, and neurosurgery is always here if needed.
And are there any resources available online for people that want to get in touch with you guys? Or
yes, EssentiaHealth.org website. There's the MyChart system that people can utilize. You can call the clinic. If we haven't seen you, it's very difficult for us to give advice because we really need that assessment and that past medical history. But if you talk to your primary care provider, they have information available through resources on our website and they can direct further.
Well, I think that just about does it for this episode on osteoporosis and osteoarthritis in women. Rose Schick, nurse practitioner at Essentia Health, thank you so much for having this conversation with me.
You're welcome.